the latest agriculture news from across the state and the nation, here's Farm City Newsday by AgNet West. Here's your host, Danielle Leal.
Hey, good Thursday morning, and thanks for joining us today here on AgNet West Farm City Newsday. Moving right along into today's program headlines, Brian German is talking with us about new prune varieties that are ready to take the next step in the developmental process. You'll also hear about the online grocery sale trends that are shifting as COVID restrictions lift. Taylor Hillman has this week's Almond Update discussing the positive indications in international trade despite unstable Chinese markets. And I'm starting off today's show with details on how small farmers can get their hands on technical support while navigating state and federal COVID relief. Let's jump right in. Senate Bill 85 was recently passed, and California Department of Food and Ag Secretary Karen Ross says rather than providing financial support, this bill provides the assistance to small farmers to fully take advantage of federal relief programs.
And based on feedback we got from our friends at Farm Bureau and other organizations that have a lot of small and very small farmers, it was clear that there was a need for technical assistance, literally to help them go through that process, because it's a lot of paperwork, a lot of information and documentation that's required. So technical assistance to help people literally walk through that application process to tap into federal funds where it was available was important, as well as to help them as other state funds, like the emergency relief program that was established at GoBiz for small businesses. But again, there's so many small businesses in the state that it was really hard to help get people into that process as well.
Ross goes on to explain funding for the program.
We proposed an unusual budget in January. We proposed some items for early action, and this was one of those, as well as another set of funding through the regular budget process. And so we proposed $3.6 million, I think, for early action. And that got included in the wildfire package, emergency response early action that was passed 2 weeks ago, but 85 was included in that. And it's partly because of the advocacy of so many small farmers that could see the merits of this, because we want to bring back as many federal dollars as we pay into the federal government. So it's really important for us in economic recovery to tap into federal programs. So that was a big part of this. So most of the initial funding will go into standing up organizational support, whether it's cooperative extension or local nonprofits that work closely with small farmers, to have the capacity to do that.
Stay tuned, AgNet West and this radio station, as we continue to provide you with coverage on this topic. But for now, here's back-to-back reports with Brian German.
The prune breeding program at UC Davis has three promising cultivars that are ready to take the next step in the development process. Program manager Sarah Castro said they will be working with grower collaborators on the new selections that have provided very encouraging results in their research thus far.
So yes, our program has three items that we're looking to have larger scale plantings put in of, and we're hoping to get maybe as much as 3 1-acre parcels put up in the North State. And that would be of these items. There's I-12S6, I-14N25, and J-2N127. These are all items that have great promise in the industry with low dry-away ratios, good harvest dates, and trees that have the potential to reduce pruning.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is working to combat food waste through supporting development of new technologies to address the issue. USDA's Stephanie Ho reports that an upcoming event will highlight some of the latest innovations to fight food loss and waste.
Cutting-edge projects will be showcased at USDA's first-ever Food Loss and Waste Innovation Fair.
One exciting technology highlighted at a booth at the USDA Innovation Fair is functional ice. This USDA-funded technology out of Auburn University is a real breakthrough in that it melts slower than traditional ice, and it can have food safety preserving qualities that can also extend shelf life.
Jean Busby is USDA's food loss and waste liaison.
Functional ice shows great promise for use in developing countries where ice is the primary way to keep fresh produce and fish chilled and safe for transport to market.
Another booth
highlights a NIFA-funded innovation where a sanitizer made from ozone nanobubbles is used to wash harvested produce.
What's an ozone nanobubble? You'll have to come to the virtual fair on May 26th to find out. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Stephanie. The innovation event is another component of the effort to reduce food loss and waste by 50% over the next 15 years. For AgNet West Radio Network, I'm Brian German.
And it's time for us to head out for a short break. We'll be right back with more of the day's national headlines and local reports when we return. Remember, check out our website, agnetwest.com, for a recap of any of today's reports. We'll be right back. Are you looking to increase yields up to $1,200 per acre? Well, our friends over at Phycoterra have a soil microbe food that's the glue your soil needs to improve the microbial life and provide growth to your crop and return. With the application of Phycoterra to your soil, it can increase water retention, improve nut quality, and provide longer-term viability. You can stick to growing and let Phycoterra stick to your soil. Head on over to phycoterra.com/almonds to see the difference on your orchards today. That's phycoterra.com/almonds.
Wild Eye is a proud partner of growers throughout the Valley, state, and nation, and provides reliable, affordable, field-proven monitoring and control solutions to help you save time and money. Wild Eye solutions include soil moisture monitoring, weather stations with frost alerts, flow monitoring and compliance reporting for Sigma and SB88, pump and valve control, and many more. With more than 50,000 systems working daily on farms like yours, you can count on Wild Eye. Visit them today online at mywildeye.com.
BioBest Sustainable Crop Management is the leader and most reliable supplier in biological crop protection and pollination. Since 1987, their team has dedicated themselves to bringing you sustainable alternatives for pest management. Interested in hearing more? Reach their representatives at customerservice.na@biobestgroup.com. That's customerservice.na@biobestgroup.com. And a local representative will reach out to you within 24 hours. BioBest North America, defining sustainable agriculture.
Welcome back to Farm City Newsday by AgNet West. In today's national headline, sponsored by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Land sales activity was flat the past few years, but that may soon change. The lower supply of farms for sale has been one of the factors that supported land values after the 2013 peak in prices paid for ag land. Farmers National Company reports seeing indications for increased land sale activity through the end of 2021. Farmers National Company and its agents have already received an increased number of calls from landowners who are thinking about selling later in the year. The company says the main reason that will drive up the current and upcoming sales decisions is that landowners are seeing a large and rapid run-up in land prices to levels last seen in 2013. The other reason that there might be more sales activity this fall is that a market doesn't like uncertainty. Landowners are factoring in both the higher land prices and the uncertainty of future tax policy to make the call whether to sell now or keep the land. These headlines are brought to you by NAFB and sponsored by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Now back to the show.
You're listening to Farm City Newsday by AgNet West. And now for more local news, here's Brian German.
Online grocery sales trends appear to be shifting as COVID restrictions begin to ease. According to the grocery shopping survey conducted by Brick Meats Click and sponsored by Mercatus, there were $9.3 billion in online grocery sales in March. That marks an increase of 43% over March of last year. Nearly 70 million households placed an average of 2.8 online orders during March. While the ship-to-home segment of online grocery purchasing lost 27% of its monthly users from a year ago, the pickup segment gained 12% and delivery gained 23%. The pandemic appears to have created an overall shift in how online grocery shopping is done. Prior to March of 2020, the ship-to-home segment accounted for the majority of online orders. Now, curbside pickup is the most popular with a 53% share of monthly shoppers. Overall satisfaction scores for the online grocery shopping experience have increased significantly from pre-COVID levels. For AgNet West Radio Network, I'm Brian German.
Well, in today's livestock news, the April numbers have been released, and CWT-assisted dairy product export sales topped 10 million pounds last month. In April, CWT members secured 46 contracts to sell 2.7 million pounds of American-type cheese, 1.1 million pounds of butter, 3.4 million pounds of anhydrous milk fat, 2.3 million pounds of whole milk powder, and 1.1 million pounds of cream cheese. These products, being shipped through September of this year, will be going to customers in Asia, Central and South America, the Middle East, North Africa, and Oceania. This now brings the total 2021 CWT-assisted dairy product exports to 14.5 million pounds of cheese, 9.9 million pounds of butter, a little over 7 million pounds of anhydrous milk fat, 15.7 million pounds of whole milk powder, and 5.5 million pounds of cream cheese. Member cooperatives have captured sales contracts that will move overseas the equivalent of 706.8 million pounds of milk this year. Now, the amounts of dairy products and related milk volumes reflect current contracts for delivery, not completed export volumes. CWT will pay export assistance to the bidders only when export and delivery of the product is verified. You can learn more on their website, CWT.coop. Well, nearly 300 ag and forest groups, which include the National Pork Producers Council, are urging the Department of Transportation to address the shipping container shortage, citing ongoing ocean carrier practices that have hampered delivery of U.S. ag, food, and forestry products to international markets. The groups are urging DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg to utilize all existing authorities to remedy the challenges experienced by U.S. ag exporters. In a letter sent last week to Buttigieg, the groups outlined how carriers are declining to carry cargo and instead opting to return empty containers to Asia. The letter explains, "We need action now, not additional studies, and we ask the Department of Transportation to assist the Commission in expediting its enforcement options. Additionally, they're urging DOT to consider its existing authorities to determine how it can assist with the transportation needs of U.S. exporters and the farmers and ranchers they serve." Now, MPPC has been actively working on resolving this issue. They recently joined more than 70 groups sending a letter to President Biden urging the administration to address this shipping crisis. And Dairy Management Incorporated has entered a partnership that will provide access to a network of inventors and entrepreneurs. The network is tasked with providing marketplace solutions for industry challenges focused on health and sustainability. DMI is partnering with Venture Winston Grants, which is designed a competition where startup companies can apply for funding that will allow them to incorporate dairy into their concepts in one of the four areas: health and nutrition, bio-based products, smart communities of the future, and regenerative agriculture. Now, that process is underway, and expectations are to have the winner's name sometime in January. I'm Randall Wiseman for AgNet West.
One innovative group is working on a most unusual way to connect rural homes and farms with high-speed internet. USDA's Gary Crawford talks with Dr. Johnny Park with the Wabash Heartland Innovation Network in this report.
Getting high-speed internet to isolated rural areas can be very hard to do. Hills, valleys, mountains, long distances between homes and farms, these can make it almost impossible to run fiber there, and wireless also has its problems. So how can these rural places get high-speed internet? One possible answer:
an 80-foot tethered balloon.
A balloon, yes. Dr. Johnny Park with an Indiana nonprofit group that promotes innovation told the House Ag Committee that they are testing out internet by balloon called an aerostat.
That is approved by the FAA to fly 1,500 feet in the air from a farm field in White County, Indiana.
Tethered in one place by fiber cable.
And it has a payload capacity of 200 pounds that allows it to carry multiple wireless communication devices.
And at 1,500 feet, no line of sight problems, and it can deliver high-speed internet within a 10 to 15-mile radius. Dr. Park says this is an unusual approach. It could be a way, though, to accelerate adoption of state-of-the-art broadband in remote areas.
And that's always our main goal.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And it's that time where we head out for a short break. We'll be right back with more of today's Farm City News Day by AgNet West when we return. Are you looking to increase yields up to $1,200 per acre? Well, our friends over at Phycoterra have a soil microbe food that's the glue your soil needs to improve the microbial life and provide growth to your crop and return. With the application of Phycoterra to your soil, it can increase water retention, improve nut quality, and provide longer-term viability. You can stick to growing and let Phycoterra stick to your soil. Head on over to phycoterra.com/almonds to see the difference on your orchards today. That's phycoterra.com/almonds.
Wild Eye is a proud partner of growers throughout the Valley, state, and nation, and provides reliable, affordable, field-proven monitoring and control solutions to help you save time and money. Wild Eye solutions include soil moisture monitoring, weather stations with frost alerts, flow monitoring and compliance reporting for Sigma and SB88, pump and valve control, and many more. With more than 50,000 systems working daily on farms like yours, you can count on Wild Eye. Visit them today online at mywildeye.com.
BioBest Sustainable Crop Management is the leader and most reliable supplier in biological crop protection and pollination. Since 1987, their team has dedicated themselves to bringing you sustainable alternatives for pest management. Interested in hearing more? Reach their representatives at customerservice.na@biobestgroup.com. That's customerservice.na@biobestgroup.com. And a local representative will reach out to you within 24 hours. BioBest North America, defining sustainable agriculture. You are listening to Farm City News Day by Agnet West. I'm your host, Danielle Leal. Now let's get into this week's almond update. Here's Taylor Hellman.
Today's specialty crop news brought to you by the Almond Board of California. You can find them online at almonds.com. Since the tariff battle with China began in 2018, total shipments to the region are down 70 million pounds. Tariffs have eased since then, and there is an exemption option available for importers. However, shipments remain unstable. Despite these challenges, there are some positive trends happening in the Chinese market. At the 2020 Virtual Almonds Conference, Almond Board of California's China advisor Connie Chung noted some of the indicators that are positive for California almonds. She said cultural beliefs about food and nutrition continue to be very positive for almonds, and a large increase in the middle class is one of a few key trends that will drive almond consumption.
China ended the 2019 and 20 as the fourth largest export market, ended the year with 45,000 metric tons, putting us right behind India, Spain, and Germany. Over the years, the journey we've been in China has its ups and downs. In 2013, we have changed our name from Apricot Kernel to Jiazhou Badamu. And 3 years ago, we've seen record shipment. And then we also see positive changes in perception among consumers. And recently, we are seeing an unstable shipment. Talking about unstable shipments, our volumes are down by 70 million pounds since tariff increase in 2018. I'm sure some of you may be aware of the tariff increase in China. In 2018 Q3, China government increased the tariff for almonds from 10% to 60%. And then subsequently in February 2020, they have brought it back down to 55%. And then a month later, they introduced a tariff exemption program, encouraged traders and importers to apply for the tariff exemption. For all successful applicants, they will get 25% tariff. So this will be a big impact on their cost. Although we are facing unstable shipment, some indicators are still looking good. We have been investing in the big three cities. They are Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. And we talk to women in the range of 25 to 45 in the middle income group. There are about 13 million population in these three cities combined. So in the research, we have gained a number one position in Snack Association 2 years in a row. We've also gained 16% in association with chocolate, overtaking hazelnut. We gained 7% in health associations, and 65% of respondents told us they are willing to pay more for products that has almonds in it. We also see heavy usage increase, gain a 7% from medium users, and at the same time, more consumer increase the almond consumption more than ever before. So what are the key drivers behind these results? We believe we've been able to leverage the traditional Chinese beliefs as well as the market trends. The first one is about the traditional Chinese medicine wisdom passed down from centuries ago. So what Chinese medicine taught us is basically use food to provide a natural way to boost your immunity, to extend longevity, enhance your beauty, and eliminate toxin, et cetera, et cetera. And we advocate beauty from inside out. Everything is from inside out. So inner balance will sure express on the outside. It's the yin and yang theory. And you have to choose the food that is right for you to gain the right balance and the good health. Net-net, what Chinese medicine is saying is food is the source of health. It's the origin for everything. And to our advantage, when it comes to nuts, Chinese believe all nuts are good, although some are better in certain areas. For example, the cashew nuts, because they shape like a kidney, so it's believed that eating more cashew nuts will be nutritious for your kidney. And for walnuts, because it's shaped like a brain, so taking more walnuts is good for your brain. So what we need to do is for almonds to carve out a differentiation versus other nuts in China. And then we are also able to leverage on some market phenomena, such as this increasing of middle income group in China. Back 8 years ago in 2012, there are only 68% of population fall into the middle income group. But then projecting to 2022, it's expected 76% of population will fall into middle income group. So what it meant is when it comes to middle income group, they will try to experience everything. They go for healthy lifestyle. They buy whatever they could afford for the experience. So for almonds, as we position as a premium snack in China, so meaning our target audience will go bigger and bigger as the middle income group grow bigger and bigger. The second trend we were able to capture is the booming of e-commerce. The e-commerce platforms such as Tmall, JD.com have been growing so fast and so big. Tmall is the biggest online shopping platform in China. It's equivalent to Amazon in the US. So same as Amazon, Tmall has the biggest shopping day called Double 11. That means November 11th. So one single day, they achieve record-breaking sales every year. So to give you an idea how big it is, in 2019, during Double 11, Tmall achieved 38 billion in sales in one single day. And same year for Amazon, during Black Friday, it achieved 7.4 billion. So this year, Double 11, Tmall achieved $75 billion, which is a 50% growth versus last year. So being on this platform, it allowed us to work with brands and also do education at this very last point of purchase, and also convince our targets to change the choice of nuts at this point. And the third trend we were able to capture is the emerging of she economy. In China, we have a saying that women hold up half the sky. But in fact, these days, I think women hold up the economic sky. Why did I say that? Because as women are getting more educated, they earn more money, they have very high purchasing power. And when they spend, they want to spend on themselves. They want to reward themselves, spend on things that makes them healthy and makes them happy. And they want to pamper themselves. So targeting to this group of women has a lot of potential and continue to be promising. So we see a lot of marketers has eye on the this group of women and come up with a lot of new product ideas and innovations appealing to this group of target audience, which is same for almonds. We are also competing in the share of wallet among this group of audience.
You can listen to Cheng's full presentation on our website at agnetwest.com. Reporting for Agnet West, I'm Taylor Hillman.
Thanks, Taylor. It is time for us to head out for a short break. We'll be right back with more of the day's national headlines and more agriculture reports when we return. Are you looking to increase yields up to $1,200 per acre? Well, our friends over at Phycoterra have a soil microbe food that's the glue your soil needs to improve the microbial life and provide growth to your crop and return. With the application of Phycoterra to your soil, it can increase water retention, improve nut quality, and provide longer-term viability. You can stick to growing and let Phycoterra stick to your soil. Head on over to phycoterra.com/almonds to see the difference on your orchards today. That's phycoterra.com/almonds.
Wild Eye is a proud partner of growers throughout the Valley, state, and nation, and provides reliable, affordable, field-proven monitoring and control solutions to help you save time and money. Wild Eye solutions include soil moisture monitoring, weather stations with frost alerts, flow monitoring and compliance reporting for Sigma and SB88, pump and valve control, and many more. With more than 50,000 systems working daily on farms like yours, you can count on Wild Eye. Visit them today online at mywildeye.com.
BioBest Sustainable Crop Management is the leader and most reliable supplier in biological crop protection and pollination. Since 1987, their team has dedicated themselves to bringing you sustainable alternatives for pest management. Interested in hearing more? Reach their representatives at customerservice.na@biobestgroup.com. That's customerservice.na@biobestgroup.com. And a local representative will reach out to you within 24 hours. BioBest North America, defining sustainable agriculture.
Welcome back to Farm City Newsday by Agnet West. In today's national headline, sponsored by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Consumers are increasingly considering their health and environmental sustainability as they shop for food. The COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated the trend in the past year, according to a panel of experts participating in Farm Journal Foundation speaker series. Half of consumers have made changes to what they eat in the past 2 years to lead a more sustainable lifestyle, according to Michael Hughes of FMCG Gurus. Hughes says changes to consumption patterns include reducing food waste, eating more local and fresh foods, and making greater attempts to check the sustainability credentials of food companies. Tina Owens of Danone North America told the panel, quote, "Consumers are looking even more than they were before the pandemic to play activist with their grocery dollars," unquote. And Christy Daugherty of PepsiCo says consumer brands have a large role to play in driving sustainability. PepsiCo recently unveiled a set of positive agriculture goals, which aim to impact 7 million acres of farmland and reduce 3 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions by the end of the decade. The intensity of global food insecurity, indicated by a measure called the food gap, is projected to lessen over the coming decade in the world's poorest regions. The improvement comes amid decreased incomes associated with pandemic-related drops in gross domestic product, according to the Department of Agriculture. The food gap measures how much food is needed to raise consumption at every income level to meet the nutritional target of 2,100 calories per capita per day, a minimum intake to sustain a healthy and active lifestyle. For the four regions studied in the Economic Research Service International Food Security Assessment, the food gap in 2020 ranged from a low of 12% of the daily caloric target in North Africa to 20% in sub-Saharan Africa. Income growth, along with relative stable prices for major grains and lower population growth, are contributing factors to this improvement. However, the gap is 12% higher than earlier estimates reported by USDA after pandemic-related revisions. These headlines are brought to you by NAFB and sponsored by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Now back to the show.
You're listening to Farm City Newsday by Agnet West. I'm your host, Danielle Leal. AFBF publishes a stress and mental health resource directory. Here's Chad Smith with more.
National research polls conducted by the American Farm Bureau Federation in 2019 and 2021 showed the need for resources to help farmers with stress and mental health challenges. Jessica Cabrera, Farm Bureau Managing Director of Member Engagement, says those surveys led the organization to create a directory of resources available online.
In recognition of May as Mental Health Month, we have launched a comprehensive, easy-to-use online directory of resources for farmers, ranchers, and their families who are experiencing stress and mental health challenges. The directory features resources in every U.S. state and Puerto Rico, listings for crisis support, counseling and behavioral health resources that are available nationwide are also included in the directory.
Cabrera says the goal of the directory is to kickstart conversations about stress and mental health in rural communities.
We want to encourage conversations about stress and mental health in farming and ranching communities and raise awareness that those who are struggling do not need to suffer alone. We have a motto that we are stronger together, and we really do believe that's the case with addressing these very ever-present needs that are in our communities right now.
She She says it's important to share these resources to reach everyone who needs them.
It's wonderful to have great resources available to us, but if people do not know that they're available, then it's really not going to make the impact. So right now, we would love for people to share this information so that we can get the word out and those people who are in need can get the help that they need.
Find the resources online at farmstateofmind.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
To get more information on the topics you heard today, visit AgNet West online at agnetwest.com. You can follow AgNet West on Twitter and Facebook with @AgNetWest. Follow Brian German with @BrianAgNetWest, Danielle Leal with @DLealAgNetWest, and Taylor Hillman with @TheManOfTheHill. This has been Farm City News Day by AgNet West.